This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the National Games 2025 at Dehradun in Uttarakhand in a short while from now. The opening ceremony is showcasing a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, members of the Indian Olympic Association and national players, are attending the event. Around 10,000 athletes from 28 states and 8 union territories are participating in the grand sporting event this year. The Games are being held in 11 cities across 8 districts of Uttarakhand, featuring 47 events in 35 sports disciplines. Sports competitions will continue until the 14th of February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar today. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Odisha government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister said India is on a path of development driven by the aspirations of crores of people. He said Eastern India is the growth engine of the country, with Odisha playing a crucial role in nation's progress. He described Odisha as a model of development and heritage.
यहाँ के समंदर से सीफूड निकले और फिर दुनिया के किसी दूसरे देश में वो प्रोसेस होकर बाजारों में पहुंचे, ये ट्रेंड भी भारत बदल रहा है। ओडिशा में जो रिसोर्सेज हैं, उससे जुड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज भी यहीं लगे, इस दिशा में हमारी सरकार काम कर रही। आज का ये उत्कर्ष ओडिशा कॉन्क्लेव भी इसी विजन को साकार करने का एक माध्यम.
Ahead of the budget session of the Parliament, the government has called an all-party meeting on Thursday. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to ensure safety of devotees in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Indian Railways has also made meticulous planning to cater to the rush of large number of devotees on the occasion. Talking to media, Railway Board Chairman and CEO Satish Kumar said that Railways has decided to operate 60 more special trains in addition to the already planned special trains. He said with this, the total number of special trains to be run on Mauni Amavasya will be around 190. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said CSIR has been playing a significant role in the scientific and technological progress of the country by addressing national needs through its innovative research, industrial and societal partnerships, entrepreneurship, capacity building and policy formulation. The Union Minister made this statement while inaugurating the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Indian Institute of Toxicology Research in Lucknow today. The political battle has intensified in the national capital as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is coming closer. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 7 persons died and over 45 others, including 8 policemen, were injured after a wooden structure collapsed at a religious event in Baghpat today. Baghpat District Magistrate Ashmita Lal has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident and the probe committee will submit its report within a week. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today emphasized the growing importance of India-West Asia relations during the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi. Delivering a keynote address at the session, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the significant expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties. Terming the partnership as essential in a rapidly evolving global landscape, the minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. And that is the end of this news bulletin.